Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the only show where your code might actually be listening to you. I'm Alex, your resident explainer of all things obscure and over-engineered.
And I'm Jamie, your favorite button masher and question asker. If you've ever wondered what benchmark actually means or why AI models are suddenly agentic, you're in the right place. Alex, what are we nerding out about today?
Today we're diving into the shiny new release from Anthropic, Claude Opus 4.8. It just dropped, and get this, it's got faster workflows, new pricing, and some pretty wild benchmark numbers. Oh, and they closed a $65 billion Series H round at a $965 billion valuation on the same day. No big deal.
Just a casual $965 billion? I can't even get my credit card limit raised. Okay, what actually is Claude Opus 4.8? Is this like a Watt 1 upgrade, or are we talking serious new features here?
Great question. So 4.8 is the latest in Anthropic's flagship AI line. Think of it as a modest but tangible upgrade, so not a complete overhaul, but enough to make a difference, especially if you're using it for serious code or knowledge work. The big headline: it's faster, more reliable, and get this, a lot more honest about what it doesn't know.
Wait, an AI that admits it doesn't know something. That's a feature I wish my last manager had. So what's actually changed from Opus 4.7?
The benchmarks tell the story. On SWE Bench Verified, which basically measures coding skills, Opus 4.8 scores 88.6, just a hair under GPT-5.5's 88.7. But on the harder SWE Bench Pro, which is all about agentic, real-world coding, Opus 4.8 pulls ahead by over 10 points. And in knowledge work, using this GDVAL AA ELO rating, it's 121 points ahead of GPT-5.5. That's a pretty big margin. Think 67% win rate in head-to-head tasks.
Okay, but are there any places where Opus 4.8 doesn't win, or is this just a victory lap?
Good catch. Terminal tasks, think command line wizardry, GPT-5.5 still has the edge. If you're living in the shell all day, you'll see slightly better performance with OpenAI's model. But for most coding and knowledge work, Opus 4.8 is right at the top.
So it's like Opus 4.8 is the top student in every class except gym. Got it. Now, you mentioned something about dynamic workflows and 1,000 sub-agents. Is this where the AI starts splitting like Agent Smith in the Matrix?
Not quite that dramatic, but close. Dynamic workflows is a new feature in Claude Code. Instead of having one AI agent tackle a big problem, Claude can now write an orchestration script that spawns up to 1,000 sub-agents in a session, 16 running in parallel at a time. So, if you need to audit a massive codebase or generate a full test suite, Claude can break the work up, delegate to its mini-me's, and stitch it all together for you.
That sounds super powerful, or like a great way to accidentally DDoS yourself. Are there guardrails?
Absolutely. The research preview caps you at 16 concurrent sub-agents and 1,000 total per run. And it's only on Max, Team, and Enterprise plans for now. But the idea is, you get team-level output, but with solo effort. It's like hiring 1,000 interns that don't need coffee breaks.
I'd pay good money for that. Speaking of which, what's the damage on pricing? Is this going to make my CFO weep?
For once, some good news. Standard pricing stays the same as Opus 4.7. $5 per million input tokens, $20 per million output. But fast mode is where it gets spicy. It's now 3 times cheaper than before and runs 2MinIVX faster. So if you need low latency, like real-time agents or IDE autocompletes, you're paying way less than you did last month.
So fast mode is now both fast and cheap? I feel like we've entered a parallel universe.
Right? Plus, prompt caching now works for shorter prompts, down to 1,024 tokens. That can cut your input costs by up to 90%. And batch processing gives you a 50% discount on async jobs. If you need US-only inference for compliance reasons, it's just a small premium.
I love a good bargain. But you said Claude is more honest now. What does that actually mean for users?
Anthropic's big qualitative claim is that Opus 4.8 is way better at flagging its own uncertainties and less likely to make stuff up. Their internal tests show it's 4 times less likely than Opus 4.7 to let a code flaw slip by. Plus, it's more prosocial, meaning it tries harder to act in your best interest and not, you know, suggest world domination.
Always good when your AI isn't plotting against you. Any word from people actually using 4.8 in the wild?
Yeah, launch partners like Cursor, Browserbase, Databricks, and Cognition all saw tangible improvements. Cursor said it outperforms previous models at every effort level. Browserbase called it a meaningful jump on their computer use benchmark. Databricks saw 61% lower token costs on PDF and diagram reasoning, so real users are pretty happy.
Nice. Any other new features worth mentioning?
A couple of cool ones. There's a new effort control setting, so you can tell Claude how much thinking to do per response. The default is high, but you can crank it up for tough problems. And the Messages API now lets developers update system instructions mid-task, which is a big deal for long-running agent tasks.
Love it. One last thing, what's this about Anthropic's Mythos model? Sounds like a Marvel villain.
Not quite, but it's close. Mythos is Anthropic's even more advanced model, currently restricted because it's found loads of zero-day security bugs. They say it's coming to all customers in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for even more power, hopefully without the supervillain plot twist.
Fingers crossed.
All right. I think that's a wrap for today's episode. If you enjoyed our deep dive into Claude Opus 4.8, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Preferably 5 stars, not 5 tokens.
Thanks for tuning in to Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. May your benchmarks be high, your workflows dynamic, and your pricing not terrifying. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.